Uncle Joyce Weathersby gets a letter from home by Mr. Cal Stewart, Edison Record. Well, sir, I just got a letter from Hum. First one I've got since I've been down here in New York. Well, I went up to the post office to see if they had any mail for me. And while the door ought to be, they got a merry-go-round. When you want to get in the post office, you got to get in that darn thing and play circus a while. I got into it, and it started going around, and I got in the post office before I get out of it. I was back on the sidewalk again, and before I get out on the sidewalk, I was back in the post office again. I went around there so darn fast I could see the back of my neck going in and out of the post office. Well, I got in finally and got my letter. I guess I'll read it over now. Well, they've had right smart going on since I left home. Yep, they've had election. Old doggone town went Republican, had 9 majority. That's pretty good. There's only 10 votes in the town. Would have been unanimous, but Ezra Hoskins was cross-eyed and couldn't see where to mark. He marked in the wrong column, and his vote went Democratic. Well, they've had a fire, and the rubber factory burned down. Reuben Hendricks lost his life at the fire. He was up on the top floor, and there wasn't any ladder to get down on. He wrapped a lot of rubber around himself and jumped out the window. He hit the ground, went to bouncing. He bounced 4 days, and then they had to shoot the darn fool, keep him from starving to death. We got out our chemical extinguisher to put out the fire, and the doggone thing wouldn't work. Then we held a meeting down the town hall, see what we do about it. And Jim Lawson got up and made a motion that hereafter the chemical extinguisher should be examined 10 days before every fire.